Back on the answers. All right, HOA. Go.
Yeah. Okay. Before I get to the HOA, though, I just want to make some quick comments about racing.
Racing.
Yeah, car racing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my thoughts on car racing. I really like non-NASCAR types of races, right?
Okay.
Because I like it when they change up their cars and they do like, I don't know. I'm doing this to spite Chris. For Jordan French. I don't know what any of this means. I'm supposed to start by talking about racing. I don't know how it spites anyone, but we did it. We talked about racing. Now it's on.
Okay, no, it's funny you mentioned that because now I will talk about racing.
Formula One. I like Formula One racing better than NASCAR. Now Jordan French is going to be pissed because he likes NASCAR. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, so I just saw Cars 3 with my kids a couple of weeks ago. Or a week ago, and it got me into racing, which previously I thought was just for the crashes. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but they just go in a circle. So you know, I'm a little like my dad, and when it comes to car racing, you know, my dad, when in football and basketball, soccer, all the sports, he's like, they go up, they go down, they go up, they go down.
Yes, he's okay. So right.
What is it, right? But for okay, but yes, but they score points and
yeah, while well, they go up and down, up and down, up and down.
Right, but they either score or they don't score, and you can keep track. Whereas this is largely NASCAR, and no one has any idea who's in what place. I mean, yes, they show you on the screen, but if they didn't show you the rankings, you wouldn't know either. It doesn't matter how good a car racing fan you are. And yes, if you watch hockey, you don't see the puck either. Let's just
my
keep it real.
My favorite thing about okay, you yes. is when you talk as if you're an expert on things that you know nothing about.
That's also one of my favorite things about me.
Yeah, okay. like NASCAR. I'm sure people who follow NASCAR. I mean, it's the equivalent of what your dad is saying about sports. It sounds ridiculous because your dad doesn't know what's going on, right?
Yeah.
But you know what's going on.
Anyway, I'm right, and you know it. You know who's a random NASCAR fan here? Dave Kohler.
Shut up!
Of course.
God, Dave is just, he's an enigma.
Wrapped in a riddle. Okay, anyways, so, but I like Cars 3 and I got into it. I'm like, I get it, and they compete over the, I know. But the thing that I actually really liked and why I brought it up is that apparently in the old school days, they would race on like everything wasn't so technical. Now I feel like it's less about driving and more about your car, and here I really don't know what I'm talking about, but like, okay, one guy is a better car than the other guy.
That's Formula One.
Okay, yeah, whatevs, right? But in the old days, they'd race on a beach.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who figured out how to slide his car better on the beach is the one who won the race. Mm-hmm. That's a race. That's a car race.
All right.
I like that. Because that goes to the skill of the driver rather than my car goes a little faster than yours does.
I can't wait to hear how much people are going to get on you guys. Because I don't know the reality either, but I know it's not this.
That's a great summation of this. All right, HOA.
Okay, so HOA, Homeowners Association. I've talked about this a little bit on the post game, and the problems are now. I feel like it's getting worse, right? It's mounting, like a mountain of problems. Mountain of problems. Okay. So the HOA has a meeting once a month that I don't go to because I work. So they have it at like 6 o'clock local time and I'm usually still here at 6, right? But anyway, I'm gonna go today. I'm gonna like rush over there because I need to speak my piece. I need to speak my piece. Okay, that's what needs to happen. So a number of things happened since the last time I've discussed on the postgame show. First of all, before I left on my trip to Northern California, I took out the trash because I don't want stinky trash in our place while we're away, right?
Logical.
I go to the trash chute, throw the trash out, and then one of the ladies that likes to give me problems comes out of her unit and we're about to like cross paths. And I'm like, I don't want to be rude, right? So I was like, good morning. And she's like, good morning. And then that's how she talks. I'm not even exaggerating. Then she notices that the door to the trash chute didn't close all the way. I'm not talking about the door for the chute. I'm talking about a door that gives you access to the chute, right?
Yep.
It closed behind me, but I guess it didn't shut all the way. And her response was, good morning. You didn't close the door all the way. And like, it's the way that they talk to me that I can't handle. Like, you know how what I would say? I'd be like, hey, do you mind closing the door, like just making sure that it's shut? Because the, you know, I don't know, whatever.
I wouldn't say that. I'd go shut the door. Because like the person who didn't shut the door, unless they've done that 17 times and have already shown to you that they don't give a shit about your feelings or your anything.
Yeah.
I would assume that they didn't do it maliciously.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I really wanted the door shut, I'd go shut it.
I'm in this weird predicament because I've never in my life felt like I'm the bad guy who breaks all the rules and like gets people pissed off. And I feel like that's all I do there. Like I'm constantly breaking rules that I didn't even know existed because these rules are stupid and they shouldn't exist. So like, first of all, there is no written rule about the trash chute, okay? And obviously I didn't do it maliciously. So when she said that and when she used that tone with me, I was like, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna keep walking. And I just kept walking. I totally ignored her, did not listen. I pretended like I didn't even hear her and I walked. Because here's the thing, there were two options in my book, right? Option number one is to do what I did, which is walk away. Option number two would be like, can you stop being an unpleasant cunt?
Okay,
for well, I'm once glad in your
you
life. Okay.
Use option number two. Okay. I didn't know what was behind door number two.
This is the same woman.
I was going to vote against door number one, but I've now changed my mind.
This is the same woman who knocked on my door the very first day I got the keys to the place. And I had painters there. I hadn't moved in yet, right? Knocked on my door, asked me when I'm moving in, and then proceeded to say, don't move in during the weekend. It's too loud. It's going to disturb us.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're unbearable. Okay.
Yeah, that's like your opinion, man.
So there's okay. that. And then there's a new president of the HOA who I thought would be fine. I never had problems with her until like she gets elected and then all of a sudden she's on this like insane power trip, right? So I shared the story about Charlie. I usually let him like, you know, off the leash. He's a 15-pound dog. He's off the leash until we're about to step outside of the building. Then I leash him up, right? And since he wasn't leashed up while we were in the building in a common area, she flipped out and then threatened to like fine me. By the way, every fine, every violation of a rule is $250, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, you're gonna get fined. And it's the way, here's the thing. I understand you want the dog on a leash, totally fine. I think that's a reasonable rule, okay? I will follow that rule. But it's about talking to me like I'm a human being, right? It's about talking to me like I'm an adult. And the problem is everyone in that building is retired.
I'm not making that up,
by the way. And I'm not saying that to like poke fun at their age. That's not what I mean. What I mean is they're retired. And so like these little things don't bother me because I don't have time to be bothered by them. I gotta fucking go to work.
So that it's not their age at all. It's the two things. And I was gonna guess this. Not that they were retired.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, let me guess, they have a lot of free time on their hands.
Yes.
Because
yes.
when you have time on your hands, you're looking for trouble because you want a soap opera, right?
Yeah.
Soap opera on TV is nice, but it's kind of detached. You're not inside of it. Creating a soap opera in your own life.
It's so unbearable.
And yeah.
It makes me really uncomfortable because I feel like I have to like tiptoe. Every time I get home from work, I have to like tiptoe and make sure no one sees me because I know I'm breaking some rule. I don't know what it is, but I'm breaking something. So the latest thing that happened was today, finally I found a guy who's willing to like lay tile in my bathroom. Mm. And I'm super excited and I talked to him and I made sure like, here are all the rules. We gotta steer clear of HOA people. Like let's just make sure that we do everything tidy and whatever. So we're on the same page. We're following all the rules. He broke a rule, right? And the rule is contractors are not to walk through the lobby to enter your unit. They must walk through the garage to enter your unit. Get off my dick, okay? So here's what happened. So the president of the HOA sees him as he's walking through the lobby and asks, where are you going? He's like, oh, unit 202. And she's like, she yells at him, tells him, you're not to walk through the lobby, you need to walk through the garage. And he's like, oh, okay. And then she's like, where's Anna? And then he's like, he got scared. I was still there, but he got scared. So he told her, oh, she left for work. And you know what she said to him? Oh, that new couple, they're young. They break all the rules. What?
Okay, so look, the only way that the age gets is at all relevant in this is that people do get set in their ways. And when they get set in their ways, to them, entering through the lobby when you should be entering through the garage is a big deal. For folks who gotta work, they're like, let's move on with our lives. This is like the time we spent talking about this is way more important and wasted than the time that he walked through the lobby instead of through the garage.
Oh, by the way.
And by the way, the correct way to deal with that, even if you think that's an important rule, which A, it isn't, and B, sometimes that's from the old days and not a good rule.
Well, okay. Yeah, real quick, just to give you more context, when you enter through the garage, you also have to walk through the lobby. Right? Yeah, you have to walk through the lobby. So if
it's like gratuitous,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like,
yeah.
No, the help comes in through the back door, right? So that's, by the way, there's nothing racial at all there. I'm just saying that that was an old way of thinking.
Yeah.
Like the help comes through the back door, not through the front door, right? So, but for like, and even if you thought that no, that is, there's a good reason for that, and you might make some reason for that, right? There's a way to handle it, which is, hey, you probably didn't know this rule.
Talk to me like I'm a human being.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you're talking to the contractor who's like, not, why are you assuming he's a bad guy or that he would know your HOA rules and regulations, right? Like that what a normal decent person should do is go, hey, I'm sure he didn't know this, but because of things that have happened in the past and this whatever,
yeah.
You know, we have you guys go through the garage if you don't mind instead of through the lobby, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the guy probably goes, oh, I didn't know that. Okay, no problem. You know what he tries to do then? Since you were nice about it, he tries to accommodate.
Oh, totally. And
right?
that's the thing. Like, my landlord, when I was living in a one-bedroom apartment, sometimes I would do things that maybe she didn't love, right? And so she would talk to me about it. And she would talk to me about it like I was a peer, like I was someone she respected, right? And you know what I did? I went out of my way to accommodate her requests. I respected her. I still respect her. Like, she was one of the greatest landlords, right? And there was never—
In America. She's one of the greatest
she
landlords.
She was. She was a great landlord. She really was.
I saw it in a TV series. The Great Landlords of America.
And it just makes me upset because it makes me, like, they make me feel like I'm a bad person and I'm not a bad person. I live there too. I want the place to be nice.
Oh, there you go, breaking another rule. You see that? Her phone goes off. Yeah, that's not allowed here, ma'am. That's not allowed.
So like tonight, I have to go to that HOA meeting and just ask them like, hey, I know I'm new. I know I'm, you know, you guys see us as like a young couple who's probably just trying
don't
to-
Don't say young.
Don't say-
That'll
But like,
them.
That's what they think. They treat us like we're their kids.
Yes, and acting differently. First, enter with get off my dick, then go into the rest of it. By the way, there's reasons for-
I don't think that's a
good idea. Get off my dick.
There's probably reasons for all this. Like, my imagination was maybe like contractors have like dust and stuff on their feet and they want to walk through the common area. If there's a reason, point out the reason and then at least the other person's like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree with your reasoning. We had dogs piss on this walkway. Can you make sure they're not cool? Or I had a dog run out and get hit. Whatever, give a reason.
Yeah. And so I would try the famous Hillary Clinton reset button. You know, the one she tried with Russia. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So try a reset like, hey guys, I know we're new here and it looks like we've had some misunderstandings. First thing I'm gonna ask is that we—
That you get off my dick.
No, that we talk to each other civilly.
Uh-huh.
So if you think that there's an issue, if like you could remind us in a way that—
Doesn't antagonize us?
That doesn't antagonize us.
Yeah.
Like, hey guys, you know, we just like JR said, we had a dog that was unleashed once and did this or that, so can you leash your dog? Like, oh, that's a pleasant way of reminding me of that rule, and thank you, I appreciate it, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, kind of yelling at us.
Yeah, and scolding us all the time.
Yeah, and since we're new neighbors, it does feel a little unneighborly to get constantly scolded from day one.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. And look, I think this is a more broad point that I wanna bring up. Just appreciate where you are in your life right now, right? Because I think at least I do. I don't know if we all do this, but like I always think like, oh, if I could just accomplish this in my life, right? Mm-hmm. If I could just get to this point in my life, it'll be better. And yeah, there are upsides to where I am in my life right now, right? But there are a lot of downsides too, and I wish I would have been more aware of that going into this.
Yeah. So we got to run because you got to go yell at them.
Yeah.
But I like the last point you made, which is, you know, she thought that if she ever got to a position where, you know, you owned a house or something, that everything would be cured, right? I told you you were crazy. I told you 1,000 times.
But like, here's the thing, it's not a house, right? It's a unit. So, yeah. So it's like a middle ground between renting an apartment and owning a home, right? And so you have to deal with an HOA.
It doesn't matter. I know, but it doesn't matter if you own your own house. Things don't magically get great. Then you know other shit happens.
If only I could get to a point where I can own a home. No, just kidding. I know. I'm kidding. Look, my point is, like, the more simple your life is, the more simple your life is. Right?
And can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Can't argue with it. It just repeated the statement.
The next step, if you're buying a standalone house, check the neighbors.
Check the neighbors.
You have a standalone house, you're like, I'm in this for 30 years. And the maybe guy across street, maybe two doors down or whatever. They might, maybe as a dog, likes to take dumps on your lawn. Maybe he likes to look through your windows. Who knows? Like, yeah. It's hard to tell what
you can
do.
But they can't fine you, right? Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers can fine me.
Okay. So. Oh boy, if they fine you, things are going to get ugly.
Yeah, oh.
Okay, oh boy. Anyways, I had a great story about the backdoor entrance and the Turkish ambassador and Ray Charles.
Wow.
But we're out of time, so remind me to tell you that on another post game because it is an awesome story. Okay? All right, go get him, Anna. Mm. Remember, come in nice and easy.
I'll do my best.
Okay, and let's see what happens. We'll report back. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.